When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Actually, while I was being bullied, I met my childhood best friend. He actually came up to me in the hallway and he said to me, hey, I heard everybody hates you.
Wow.
And it was so funny. Like, we just immediately became best friends.
Was that like, does he have a good sense of humor?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Like, that feels like a cool thing to say as a middle schooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was. And I didn't know. It was so shocked to the system of, like, someone being that blunt and funny. And wanting to be my friend. Yeah. And he was a singer too. He sang too. And he also like knew that I would do like the talent shows alone in middle school. And uh-huh. So we like bonded over singing and became quick friends. We made a YouTube channel together.
It was like early YouTube.
Early YouTube.
Any videos pop? Any big bangers?
You know, we had like 2,000 subscribers.
Back
wow.
then?
In 2011?
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No videos popped, but until our audition.
Were you doing covers?
We were doing covers, yeah. Bruno Mars, Colby Kaye, like, you know, the works.
And what was like, were you doing music video style, lip sync, by the piano?
In front of a laptop, reading the karaoke lyrics. Photo booth. That was it.
Oh, photo booth. We all went through a photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
My first girlfriend, like, she just would... I'd go to my photo booth, and she had taken, I don't know, 500 pictures of herself, just like...
Yeah, really? That was like an act of
And I was just like,
love.
All right, we're different. Yeah. Our brains are different, and that's fine. There's so many pictures in here.
Yeah. That is so middle school way of, yeah. like, flirting, of, like, you go over a boy's house, and you, like, take pictures on his photo booth for him to find later.
Yeah.
So hot. What's she doing now?
You know, theater stuff.
Right.
So you met him?
Yes.
And you're both like you like to you make stuff together. I mean, that's
yeah,
great
big
to find that.
Kids, yeah.
I'm still waiting to find someone who's equally as excited to make stuff with me as I am with them. So then you go, what is this, a middle school that goes same high school,
mm-hmm.
all one thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you're both, so where does it go from there? YouTube videos?
Yeah, so we had a YouTube channel.
Austin, yes?
Yeah, his name's Austin. My name's Emily, so our channel was called Awesome. And as in the word.
Did we all get that? Because it didn't feel like everyone. I was
like,
expecting
no,
a bigger, like.
Well, yeah. Well, even when.
The world had the same reaction.
I watched the clip today. And it took me a minute because I was like saying awesome. And then.
You got to see it.
And then you got to see it.
You got to see it.
And then you got to hear your names too mm-hmm. with it. And I was like, oh, it took me a while, even though I was watching the clip, to get too.
Okay.
Anyways.
Listen, it was a problem for us then. It's a problem for us now.
So you get to high school.
Yes.
And then what, you start auditioning in the city?
Well, so Austin used to go on these auditions in the city, like for Nickelodeon. Like he would go on these like kid acting auditions.
Okay, wow.
And I would just tag along for fun.
And would you actually go and audition too?
No, I would just sit in the waiting. I was... To go into New York City and, like, even him being near someone auditioning was so cool.
Yeah.
I would just go for fun. I was also in love with him, and he was deep in the closet, and so I would do anything.
Now,
that was actually a huge part of it. New York City, I was so in love with Austin.
Because I was going to ask, the moment he said, I hear everyone hates you, in my mind, immediately, knowing just that, I was like, he's gay.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but that's just what came to my mind.
Right.
I was just like, to be able to approach a girl at that age and like be kind of witty or something, like something, there has to be something not interested in them to be that smooth.
Yeah.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was into a girl, I'd be like, so I hear I love you. oh, shit.
Yeah. No, 100%. But when I heard it, I was like, my husband. I found my husband. It's amazing.
From the get-go, were you singing these songs on YouTube just like
kiss me, Austin.
Like, I was like, this is such a good story. Like, the kids are so, like, it's amazing that we sang together. And then, like, the lyrics after I would once. Mean.
Hmm? Like, this is after once. So, yeah.
The music. Yeah. Like, imagine if your parents came to you and they said, hey, Russell, we have 130 videos of me and your father singing hits from the 70s. Aren't you? Don't you love the story? Don't you want to watch it all? Yeah. That's what they would. I have people come on the podcast sometimes, and they're like, "I don't want to say this in case my kid listens to it one day." And I'm like, "How do I explain this to you? Your kid will never listen to this episode of this podcast. If my dad had made a whole podcast, I listened to one episode.
Yeah,
I'm not listening to the whole. I'm not listening to him guesting on other people's podcasts."
No, there's no world in which I'd be like, you remember the song Break Even by The Script? You want to see me and Daddy stare at a screen while we sing our version of it? Like, no way.
So you had feelings. Mm. It didn't bubble up ever? Like, it did, like there was no move made or you were frustrated?
Oh, I confessed my love to him all the time and he would be like, stop.
That's so funny.
Yeah, like every year
you just keep making music, though. You just
like, we were best friends. You were gonna let,
okay. He'd be like, stop, and you'd be like, in the name of love.
Yeah, no, I would write him these like birthday cards every year, which at the end of which I'd be like, and if you ever want to date me one day, that would be so cool. And he'd read it and be like, Emily, can you not? Like, which I should have known, like, what straight guy would. Dude would not take me up on any offer.
Well, that's the question. Was he like, he was like, hey, can you talk me up to Victoria? Like, was he?
Well, he had a girlfriend all the time.
He did.
He's also extremely handsome. We should get him on here.
Sure.
He's amazing. He was very handsome. He always had a girlfriend, and they all hated me because I was spending all this time with him, and I was clearly in love with him.
Sure. So you're going to these Nickelodeon auditions. Yes. Did he book anything like exciting? And you were like.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Was there any part of you that was like, what if I went in that room?
Yeah. But I was like, how?
Sure.
So
then eventually one day.
So eventually one day he calls me and he was like, X Factor is coming to New Jersey. We should audition. And I thought it was like another Nickelodeon show. And I was like, they'll let me? But then he sent me and it was like Simon Cowell was bringing the X Factor to America for the first season. And the auditions were the next day in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh my God.
And he was like, let's go, let's audition. And so we had to like skip school and everything. And my parents were like, sure, yeah, okay. Because it sounded so exciting. And it was like, this was the heyday of American Idol reality TV.
So did X Factor, it was in England.
Uh-huh.
Was it after, like what was Simon's, I'm always confused
was,
how Simon
was
American Idol.
Simon had just left
and
American
he left,
Idol.
And it was like a big deal that he was leaving it and he was going to come back with X Factor.
Yeah, a new show.
Yeah.
And this was that new show, got canceled after three seasons. Wasn't
that
great?
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
But now it's back.
It's in the UK. No, it's gone.
Oh,
it's
so
gone.
America's Got Talent is the one with the big X's.
Yes.
That's what you thought.
That's why I was confused. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Why were you confused, exactly?
Well, because I was like, isn't this the show where they X people? And they
and you thought they should have pressed it during their... Okay, so...
No, I was waiting for like... Because that was a whole thing. And then that's why. America's Got Talent.
So you had one day, and had you ever performed live with him?
No. Oh, talent shows. Yeah.
And you would do like these ballads or like these.
No,
pop-
we would do like we did like Don't Stop Believin'. We did like the Glee version, like with the Glee, like ba da ba da ba, like behind us.
Yeah. Now in high school, was it cool yet?
No, it was never cool.
Because our high school, like the a cappella, I'm not saying everyone loved it, but it was like there were enough pop songs that like. When they performed at assemblies,
right,
it was cool.
No, for us, it was
we were
like,
called oral. It was like oral pleasure or something. Everyone was like, "Whoa!"
Right,
you know,
right. We had like the theater kids. It was so uncool at my school that it didn't even rank. Like no one even knew who does what. Like they were not even on the ladder of who's cool. It was just not even there.
Did they have an a cappella group there?
No.
Did you?
No.
Big public high school.
Yeah,
there's a lot of dirty names.
Boo, of what?
There's just like a lot of dirty named a cappella groups.
Yeah.
I would love if there was one that was just like Cum Guzzlers. It's like, what does that have to do with? It's like nothing. It's just, we just have the balls to say. Okay, so you're...
So you go to like a cattle call for for X
so
Factor.
We wake up at like 3 a.m. We go wait in line at 4 in the morning in Newark, New Jersey, like in a long line down the block. for at the Prudential Center, like with like thousands of people, lined up.
And are they filming it too? Like there's cameras, like
yeah, and there's like news reporters. Like this was total reality TV world, and we were actually we got there first. And we were the first people to audition that day, like at all.
First?
Mm-hmm. We were crazy. We were like, we're gonna get fame. Like this
you showed
is
up
going
at what
to be
time?
It.
You said?
But 3 a.m. Well, we woke up at 3, got there before. The audition started at like 10 or something.
Wow.
Was there when you're the first one there, you got to be like, did we fuck up? There's no one else here.
No, we saw cars pulling in and we ran. To make it there first. And
who was at that first thing? That wasn't with the judges there.
No, so you have like a few rounds of producers, and so these were producers. And so we made it through all those producer rounds before then.
Do you do the same song each time?
Mm-hmm.
What song did you
Same outfit. Jar of Hearts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jar of Hearts.
Okay. But I feel like when American Idol, because American Idol, first season, that was definitely like I was locked in. And they made it seem like your first audition, I mean, it's part of the magic of it. They made it seem like your first audition was for the judges. Like that's part of like the trick
that's
of it all.
Yes. Yeah.
So you went through one round?
Three.
The first round, did you... what did they say?
They loved us. Like, so it seemed they were like smiling and they were like, and we were like, well, we nailed it. Like, we're going to win. Like, it's over.
Uh-huh. They just say, cancel the show. We found the winners. You're famous now.
This 15-year-old
Simon,
boy and girl.
Simon, get in here right now.
Yeah. Look, I mean, look at her denim vest. It's like, we need more of that.
So then when was round two?
Round two was the following day. I think, or the following week. It was very quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And are you getting a, like, are your dream, do you see it in front of you, the dream?
Yes, fully. And we would see X's everywhere, and we were, like, praying, and...
You would see it, you'd be like, oh my God, that's a sign?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
bridge has 10 X's on the side of it.
Oh, that means we're going to get through 10 rounds until the next X. We would make our friends to prove that they were telling the truth by, like, X Factor swear. Like you swear on X Factor.
Oh my.
And that was, and if they lied on it, which one of our friends would lie on it, and I'm convinced, we were convinced that's why we eventually got voted off.
Can I?
You lied on X Factor swear.
Just a quick note on like just theater kids, performance kids. Sometimes, someone recently, they talk about Lady Gaga was very difficult in high school. Mm-hmm. And now like her fans are like, well, you fucking loser. You should have liked her then. And I'm like, I promise you. She was difficult in high school.
Yeah. I promise you
that at lunch she'd be like, shut the piano off now. Stop sitting. Like, I promise.
Totally.
Because I was that person.
Yeah, insufferable.
And music, I think music is the hardest just because it's loud.
Loud, and it's just like there's no way to do it without being out there. Like, we would be in mall food courts just like, baby, 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 oh. Like, just like people trying to eat Panda Express. Like, on their one break, and we're just standing there. Awful.
And
awful.
People really resent, they always make fun of the theater kids at the Denny's after the opening night or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
It is cute.
If I was at a Denny's and someone hopped on the table and sang La Vie Boheme,
amazing. At the time. Now I would be like, get off there, sir.
Okay, so second round, next day, they still love it.
Mm-hmm.
Any paperwork at this point?
Yes, so before, or no, paperwork after the real audition. Sorry.
Okay, so third round is still not for judges.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they saying after this? They're just going like,
thank you.
Still like you.
Yeah, there's like,
thank
you.
More people?
Yeah, and then we started to get to know the people who were making it through, and like they're really cutting it down, and then they pick the people who will audition for the judges.
Because one thing that they do, I've never been on America's Got Talent, but there are people who are like, were interested in me, and at least what they do with their system now is like they have all these producers and they pick their people, and basically they get more money if like one of their people goes further in the competition. They've created like a competition amongst those producers.
Mm-hmm.
So like if one America's Got Talent was interested in me and then another one came, I'd be like, sorry, so-and-so's already advocating for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like a little mini agent situation just for America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think that's evolved over the years because they just had to figure out how to get more talent constantly. Mm-hmm. Back then, this was, I think, a little bit, they had more time to finesse and make a real show.
Definitely.
Okay, so after the third, they say you're going to be on the thing?
Yeah, we get a call like a week later that the audition would be in a month. And then we had to like pick our song, which was, we picked Jar of Hearts, and then we like had to prepare and then just show up on the day.
And do your parents get it? Like, this is a big thing?
Yes, but they get it in a way of like, this is amazing. You might be on TV. Not like, like my dad even now is like, oh my God, you were really trying to like do something. It was, you weren't just like.
Yeah.
It's like, you, I thought it was that you guys were like messing around. It's like,
yeah.
So it was like cool to them at the time versus me thinking like, my life's about to change.
You had a lot of people there.
Like, yeah, we brought.
That's why I kept asking, was it cool? Because I'm like, this seems like.
You had so many people.
Yeah. Well, let me be clear. Austin was very popular in growing up or like very well liked.
Were those all his girlfriends that were there?
Yeah, kind of. It was his girlfriend's friends. Uh-huh. Yeah, all these girls. They were all in love with him. And
this month leading up, were you like fucking training? Were you singing every day? Were you taking like?
Yeah, we were getting ready. We were doing a lot of. I mean, we were more doing like the superstitious stuff than we were training. We were kind of under the impression of like.
I was looking for X's every fucking second.
We didn't sing a note in that month. Yeah. Just like saving our voices.
Well, they seemed to love us so much. We were like, this is it. Like, we're amazing. It's all gonna happen. So we didn't really feel like we needed to change anything.
Now,
I think.
Looking back, do you mm-hmm. think there was any part of them that were like, this is going to be fucking, this is going to be interesting?
Of the producers?
Yeah.
100%. And I found out that that was the case.
Really? Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. So let's.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I'm trying to think what's more. So you go there. Has anyone mm-hmm. ever seen this? Okay. So
we play
the full thing. So you go and perform.
Mm-hmm.
Nervous?
Uh-huh.
I can't.
10,000 people.
So stressful.
10,000 people. Yeah.
This was height of American Idol. Like, people loved these shows. Yeah. And so they would just come to watch these auditions.
I can't even watch those shows. Like even watching this clip today, I was so stressed before it starts because there's all that thing. Everyone's waiting. You come out. And everyone, you feel it. We're like either going to like start crying because it's going to be the most amazing thing ever. Or we're going to boo and it's going to be. Yeah. Or it's going to be so uncomfortable.
They didn't really boo.
No. But like, well, there's like, you know that there's an uncomfortable element that is so stressful.
Of course. Well, it's just, I think what, I thank God I did like a, for CISO. I did a reality like stand-up competition for CISO. CISO is NBC's streaming platform that collapsed a long time ago. It was like a disaster. Mm-hmm. But it was like their comedy platform. And I'm almost so glad I did this. It was like I was 1 year into stand-up comedy. I had no business being in this competition. Mm-hmm. And like I didn't make it in the next round. And my stand-up wasn't great, but they also, I was talking really fast, as I do, but they also edited me to make me look like I was talking even faster than I already was. Like, even the two breaths I took, they cut out. Yeah. And they cut to the judge, they cut to the owner of Caroline's Comedy Club, just going like... And it was like a good... It was a very like small way of being like, these shows are not your advocate.
No.
They are here for the entertainment. These are not your friends.
Yeah.
And a small scale.
Yeah.
That even now, I've had comedian friends who do America's Got Talent, and if they have a mid set, they can edit it in a way where it looks like they fucking got silence.
Yeah.
Like Joe Coy at the Golden Globes level shit performance. And so I don't even know if I'd ever do it because it's
so stressful.
When you do a film set, you want people on your side. This shit goes up forever. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
You go, you're in the like, where is this filmed?
Newark, New Jersey.
Newark.
Yeah.
It's big theater.
Prudential Center.
And.
It's like a hockey stadium.
There's this whole like fake film of the you're all in the waiting room.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's got to be one of the most anxiety filled spaces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly is it all singing?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this show was unique because you could do groups, so that's why Austin and I could go as a duet. All the other shows you can only be one person. And X Factor has a groups category, so like bands could audition.
X Factor is what made One Direction.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You know mm-hmm. that?
No.
There it is. So you do your pre-interview stuff,
mm-hmm.
feeling still okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and perform.
Feeling so good that my quote I say in the interview is, "If we could one day be at the Grammys and beat Lady Gaga, that's how I know we're on top."
I love it because The premise leading amazing. To the conclusion is so big. Yeah. It's like if I said, well, if I won 10 Oscars in a row, I'm better than Daniel Day-Lewis. No?
And the prompt,
I was like, sure.
The prompt was like, how will you know if you're on top? And I was like, well, if I get to the Grammys and beat Gaga, then I'll know I'm on top.
It's true.
I don't know what I would have... What do you think, at that age, someone shoves a fucking camera... how old, 15?
15, yeah.
15.
I don't even know if I could talk at that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Did they ask both of you, or were you like the spokesperson?
I was a self-appointed spokesperson.
Okay.
They definitely asked both of us.
And you and Austin, would you be like, I believe in you. I love you. Like, was it really like, did you have like a check-in before sets? Like,
yeah, we had like voodoo dolls. We had like, we were so aligned. We had like Lucky Charm voodoo dolls. Yeah.
Are you still superstitious at all?
Way less so, because it didn't work.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm superstitious like OCD wise, not really.
Sure.
Yeah.
So then do you perform?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how you felt as you performed?
Yes.
And just so everyone, just to paint the picture of it, like you had a little bit of choreo, there was like a walking towards, a walking away.
A shoving.
And it's just so funny because...
Jar of Hearts is what we saw.
You're both so young that whenever you see young people like enact that, like that kind of romantic scene, yeah, it just feels like, oh, you guys are virgins. You know what I mean?
Can I like, tell you, when I was young yeah, in high school, my friend and I did a duet for like a some kind of competition thing, and it was like this old Sondheim song about a middle-aged married couple, and it starts off, it's like, too many mornings waking and pretending I reach for you. But you're like, imagining like a 14-year-old boy who's never touched a boob being like, too many mornings. Like this 50-year-old married couple song.
Yeah.
That's what the kind of like...
Also,
yeah.
14, 15, it's not the age where it's charming anymore.
No,
like a little
no,
kid
it's not
singing
cute.
It's like, oh, look at like a little girl singing Respect or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah,
you get to 14, it's just like, wait 3 more years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Become a real adult before you start, you know, acting like one.
And when you're on stage, you had this, who were these people that came? These were
our whole grade, kind of, and like Austin's whole extended family. He's Italian, so we had all these cousins and everyone, and my family and my friends, like everyone. Had like 150 people there.
Ooh. And when...
In shirts.
Was it...
I know. They said awesome. We had like awesome shirts made.
By the way, I like the name.
Yeah, no.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's a
brilliant
great,
name.
I think it's
era?
A good name.
Yeah.
I like a good pun name if it's tight and it makes sense.
Yeah.
So was it Paula Abdul? Is that who it is?
Mm-hmm.
So she raises her hand at one point. Mm-hmm. Does she stops it? Like,
yeah, yeah,
you were going to keep going.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, thank you. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And in that moment, were you like, did you think you had rocked it?
I honestly had no idea. I remember going like, I have no idea what they're about to say. Like, they're either going to love us or hate us.
And would you mind, for the people who haven't seen it, walking us through?
Right. So what happened was, after we finished, the first judge was L.A. Reid, Justin Bieber's producer. And he said, Austin, I think you're a star, but I'm not really convinced of the duo. But because I believe in you, I'm going to say yes. And I literally, because I do this whole hour-long show about this whole experience, and whenever that clip plays in the show, to this day, I still remember like the
watching the young girl version of you.
Yeah.
Hear that, it's so upsetting. It's like really like, because then you're just on stage,
mm-hmm,
and you have to like be
and
there.
you have to put on like you are being a trooper about it, like it.
Yes.
I think anyone who's ever done anything theatrical or performance wise can get it, because you like, you can't just cry on stage.
No.
Though I could totally see being in that situation and wanting to tear up or cry.
Yeah.
And you have to like, and you can see your cheeks are red.
Oh, bright red.
And you're
yeah,
just like, oh my God.
My dad said
feeling.
He remembers seeing my lip trembling, and he was like, Emily, don't, please don't cry. Like, oh, praying that
brutal.
I would just like not, yeah. Yeah.
There's one part that cuts to your dad in the back who goes like, what does he say?
He says, what are they doing to my daughter? That's not fair.
So he was the first judge.
LA Reid was the first judge.
Oh, yes. LA Reid, yeah.
Yes. And then it went to Nicole Scherzinger. And she was like, yeah, I'm sorry, but for awesome, no. But I believe in you, Austin. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. And no, Simon.
Simon said yes.
Yeah, Simon was the first judge. Okay. Simon was the first judge. He said, I think the audience you're aiming at will understand you.
Yes.
It's and very interesting that he was really... first of all, I liked Mean... Like, Simon's become very soft, I think, in the last, decade or whatever.
But Mean Simon was it.
Mean Simon was what we wanted. Yeah.
But he was like, I get it. Yes.
And so for the first one, you were like, all right. Yes. You feel that rush.
Which in the grand scheme of things of your, like, experience, it is cool to be like, Simon said yes to you.
Totally.
Because who cares about the rest of them?
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean?
Sure. In the grand scheme of, a memory.
Hero.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agree.
So then Justin Bieber's producer says that. Then who was next? Was Paul
Nicole
Abdul? Was
Scherzinger.
Nicole?
And that's
And so the whole thing was Nicole couldn't decide what to do. Simon was like, "So do you want to split them up now and like send Austin through and send me home?" And then she was like, "Oh." And then it turned into real life 45 minutes of her trying to figure out.
You're lying.
I'm just so serious.
45 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he really seemed so frustrated.
Yeah, I thought he seemed frustrated enough.
It takes place in like 30 seconds on film or whatever.
Yeah, like a minute and a half. And Simon goes like, make up your mind. And then he walks away. But
he walks away.
45 minutes?
Yeah, in real life it was. Well, then they had to sing another song. We sang Viva La Vida. And I'm like, I hear Jerusalem. Like, really
you had to sing after that?
Yeah, they're like, well, let's see you do another song.
God.
And then they're like, we're like, well, your vibrato came through all of a sudden. That was good.
There, yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah, no.
So they didn't show that part on TV.
No.
Oh, my God. After that, you had to sing again.
Yeah, and then all of our fucking 150 people are in the crowd like,
Are
we going to just delete the M? Or what? Are we not going to be happy for it? Like, threatening to split us up, it's like, it was great.
Can I say, just on a side note,
like, what if
good TV.
Amazing TV!
This is good TV.
No, and let me just say, if it was me watching it at home, I'd love it. But then it's like, oh my God, I'm now that. Like, I'm not that, but now I'm literally that person in the audition. And like, I was like realizing all of that in real time. It was, nuts.
So ultimately, they send you both. They advance you both.
Yes.
So can you? And I hope it doesn't. I don't mean to like exploit the sadness of it. It's more that I can just like, I can understand it so deeply. You just experienced it to the highest fucking level.
Yeah.
We've all had it. But when you went backstage.
Yeah.
Like, were you just like run in a room? Get away, I need to go cry. Like, how did you handle that?
No, I like swallowed all of it. And they immediately took us into like that room where they film your reaction of like afterward, like, well, you know, I thought blah, blah, blah. Like just pulled us right into that room. And Austin, this is all in my show that you will all come see after
this.
Yes, go see it.
We will plug it all the things.
Austin immediately was like, we feel incredible.
And you're like, he's gay.
And I then said,
yeah, we do feel incredible.
Yeah, I was like, I'm probably a little more nervous than Austin is.
You're listening to The Downside.
The Downside.
With Gianmarco Cerezi.